That woman said he wouldn't hurt me. Sierra wants to take him up on the offer to shower because she wants to rest from being in this form constantly. I try to take back control as she comes out from under the bed. She pops her head out the bedroom door and peers towards the stairs. I can hear the TV downstairs, and I can't see him anywhere. Sierra, go back, I tell her when she steps into the hall. I don't think he's like them, Sierra responds. We don't even know him. Stop being blinded by the bond, I scold. But she ignores me and shifts back to my human body. As she retreats, her voice sounds like a soft murmur in my head. We can shift back if he tries anything, she promises me. Sierra can promise me anything, and it wouldn't matter, because I'm too busy dashing to the bathroom. My breathing is heavy as I close the door and lock it behind me. Goosebumps rise on my arms. My skin is exposed to the air, and it makes me shiver. I stare at the door, wondering if he will try to come in. The thought petrifies me. He is so much bigger and stronger than I am. Sierra can fight her own, but I can't if he catches me off guard. My heart races in my chest, and I wait a few seconds before looking around the bathroom. Clothes sit on the counter, along with two towels and socks. Turning, I look at the shower, but it doesn't have any taps to turn it on. The bathroom is nice and clean, and I can smell the cleaning chemicals like it has recently been cleaned, the same scents as the basement. It burns my nose and my eyes water from the toxic scent. I wave my hand under the shower head, attempting to turn it on. How does it work? I ask Sierra. A brief moment later, she peers out, but my wolf isn't much help as she seems just as confused. Footsteps approach the bathroom, making me tense. My body becomes rigid, and my heart races when I hear the knocks on the door. Let me shift, I plead to Sierra. She shakes her head. Has she already forgotten what they did to us? How could she leave me vulnerable in this form? There is a door separating you, and if he wants to get in, he wouldn't have knocked, my wolf informs me. I think for a second. She does have a point. He knocks again. Answer him, my wolf urges.
Sage, is everything okay?
Andre asks. Everything slows down, except the fast fluttering of my heart as panic takes over. My arms and legs feel like dead weight.
Sage?
Andre calls my name again. I grip the door handle to make sure it is locked. The knob rattles in my shaky hands, but it is still locked. That gives me some peace of mind. I can't turn it on, I whimper. Though my voice sounds small, I'm not entirely sure if he can hear me.
Next to the light switch is a black panel. Tap on it, he instructs.
I look for the black panel and find it. I tap on it, despite my fingers shaking uncontrollably.
Did you find it?
He asks. I nod before realizing he can't see me. Yes, I whisper.
There is a circle with a line through it. Press it, and a shower head will pop up on the screen. Then hold down on it. The water should be at the correct temperature.
He explains.